Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe with an enlightening message for believers in this hour, letting them know that our light has come. I'm emphasizing in this message that this is for believers, for those who believe God, having no faith in their circumstances or in the conditions of the world around us. This message is for people of faith who walk by faith and not by sight, whose faith is in God alone. I got this message after receiving a vision from God about our supernatural protection in these last days. Recently, I was praying for various people who have been traveling. These are people who are doing what God says, regardless of the warnings to stay home, regardless of the news reports saying that things are surging, etc., etc., etc. These people were simply doing what God told them to do. Now, I don't recall praying any special prayer for them other than sending God's angels to protect them and pleading the blood of Jesus over their lives. It was a simple prayer of faith coming from my heart of faith because I believe the word of God. I also believe what God has spoken by his spirit to my heart about the times in which we are living. God is making a difference between his people, meaning those who hear and obey him, and the people who are following after the world, being driven by news reports and prophets of doom and gloom. I believed God when he said that this was his kingdom's greatest hour. I also believe God when he said this is America's finest hour. This is what God is speaking by his spirit. Even though the enemy is speaking an entirely different message, is speaking about sickness and disease, about virus and doom for the nation, for the people of the world. According to God, this is not true. What the enemy is speaking through politicians and through the media is coming from the kingdom of darkness. They are filling the airwaves with darkness. They can't see the light, which is the revelation and the goodness of God, in this present darkness. They cannot see it because they are operating and living in the curse of this world. Now, Jeremiah 17:5 says that cursed is the man or the woman who trusts in man. In other words, you're cursed if you trust in man's wisdom. You're cursed if you trust in man's intellect or in man's expertise. This verse is talking to believers, those of who are called to be obedient to Christ. It's you who are called to be the light shining in this darkness because you are the light of the world, meaning the illumination, the direction for the world. You are salt and light. Think about it. Salt preserves. As believers, we're called to preserve human life, not to destroy it, not to speak destruction over it. We preserve life by walking as God instructs us to walk and not according to what man is saying is legal, not according to what man is saying is politically correct. Because man without God is blinded to these situations and conditions of the world. They cannot see or hear what God is speaking. And right now, God is speaking solutions for what's going on in the world. We, the believers in Jesus Christ, are his eyes and ears. We are his hands and feet, doing his will to do good and heal all who are oppressed by the devil of war, the devil of famine, the devil of virus, and all manner of pests that will be coming upon the earth. We have the only vaccine that will work. We have been injected and infused with the spirit of the Holy God. The Holy Spirit knows things that are coming. We are one with him in his spirit and with his son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, we have answers to what the world needs right now. This is the light that has come to us. This is the light of God, the revelation of the Holy God concerning what's happening in the earth today. Our light has come indeed. It is a knowledge of who we are in Christ and what he wants us to do and what he wants to do through our lives. Mankind cannot see or hear the goodness of God in this hour, but it's there. God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. Answers and solutions come to our hearts as we operate through God's spirit. The light comes into the hearts of those who believe. That is why we should never get caught up in the hype and emotion of the world. Our light comes from God. It illuminates the goodness that we see God doing. And what God is doing is so much greater than what the devil is doing in the earth. The evil we see, including the virus, it's a smokescreen. It is intensified in order to stop God's goodness from touching our lives. And here's the thing. Neither God nor his goodness can be stopped, period. Neither will the devil stop because he knows that his time to deceive the world is almost over. So the only recourse is for believers to return to God and his way of operating. And then we will see the devil and his schemes destroyed in this and every season. Now, this may be hard for many to believe. People have said that we Christians live in a bubble. We don't think like the world. That's a good thing. That also means that we don't get the same results that the world gets either. Like it was in the days of Moses when the children of Israel were being released out of slavery in Egypt. Plagues came on Egypt, but the people in Goshen were protected. And that's where we are right now. we are still in Goshen. Now, I mentioned that I had been praying for people who were traveling. Well, sometime later, after I had prayed, I saw these people seated on airplanes that were going in many directions. Now, earlier this summer, as I saw people traveling, they were under the anointing of God. I saw the power and the purpose of God being released from these individuals from various airplanes as they crisscrossed the skies over America. What God was doing in the realm of the Spirit looked amazing. As people traveled, trusting in God, His Spirit, His power to heal and deliver people was being released everywhere they went. It was much like it was in the Bible when people laid their sick along the path where Peter walked and they all were healed. Peter's shadow healed everybody along his path. And that's what the Lord said was happening. We obey His voice regardless of the darkness, regardless of restriction, regardless of what the world is going through. Now, this past week, I saw something in the Spirit that was even more amazing than that. God showed His people on airplanes with bubbles covering their entire heads, protecting them from anything that could be circulating in the air in those planes. God purposely let me see the bubbles on His people's heads. They looked like the old-fashioned underwater helmets the divers used to wear, but without all the metal and without the breathing apparatus. These were like glass bubbles on the heads of these individuals. Now, when I asked the Lord what I was seeing, He immediately reminded me that I had seen this before in the Spirit. When I first wrote the War Journal, Volume 1, it was a vision in which the Lord showed America at war. There was chaos and destruction everywhere, yet I was going to and fro doing kingdom business, completely surrounded by what looked like a bubble. This time, in this vision I saw recently, I saw a bubble on many believers. And then I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Our light has come." This bubble was the glory of the Lord surrounding His people. This is our light. It's the glory of the Lord that's here to assist His people in these times of darkness. It's the light of God that illuminates our darkness and shows us the path in which we must navigate through all the darkness of this world. So if you're waiting for all the evil and the virus to go away before things get better, think again. God is lighting the candle of our spirits with the treasures of darkness and revealing riches that are hid in secret places. Sure, the devil is busy. He's busy throwing up distractions to keep you from listening to God. That devil does not want you to find those secret riches. So he sends a virus to stop you. But it won't work. Not for those who hear the voice of God. Even Psalm 23 says that God has prepared a table of wonderful things for us, but He prepared it in the presence of our enemies. I believe God does this to remind the devil who's really in charge of the earth. When it seems like all hell is breaking loose on the earth, that is when God is doing His greatest work. God is breaking through the devil's plots and plans, exposing them all, and recompensing, that means repaying, His people for all that they have suffered. The courts of heaven have decreed their judgment against the wickedness of men in this nation and in the earth. God has sent His holy angels to do battle against the powers of darkness that are working through these individuals. It's all for the good of God's people. It's not pretty, but according to God, it is very necessary. It's promotion time for the body of Christ. God is putting down the wicked leaders of the world and raising up those whom He can trust. So be of good cheer. These are turbulent days for sure, but as believers in Jesus Christ, we must keep our kingdom perspective. The Bible says we are in the world, but not of the world. We're under a blood covenant. Therefore, we are protected from what is going on in the world. Take the time to read John 17. It's Jesus' prayer to the Father about us believers. It's about keeping us from the evil. It talks about how we're in the world, but not of the world, and that we're sanctified by the truth. God's word is truth. Now, this sanctification means being set apart from the world, yet empowered and protected by God's truth. Even Psalm 91 says that God's truth is our shield and buckler. No evil shall befall us. Beloved, this is a light we need to walk in throughout this darkness. Jesus also said in John 17 to the Father, He says, "As Thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." Them who? Believers. We have been sent into the world for such a time as this. We were built for this. Let me say that again. As new creatures in Christ infused with the Holy Ghost, we have been made to do the works of God in this earth. We are the light of the world, but we must let our lights shine. We do this by putting on Christ and walking in the Word of God, which is the truth of God. We do this daily as we're led by the Holy Spirit. As we do so, then God's supernatural power will be activated in us and upon us to do the greater works that Jesus spoke about in John 14:12. It's like Mary said, whatever he says, do it. And when they did what Jesus said, the water turned to wine. More than anything, it takes light. It starts with the light. We have to have revelation and instructions from the Lord for miracles to manifest. As believers, we are no longer conformed to how things are done in this world. We are commanded to renew our minds with the Word of God. This according to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. That means if there is a virus in the world, we have to understand that Jesus is the healer. There's no need to fear. We also know that Psalm 91 tells us that we're protected from pestilences of all kinds, which includes viruses. The darkness of the world is under the curse. But once we are saved, we are no longer under the curse, but under the blessing. And that's the purpose of salvation to begin with. Not just to go to heaven, but for empowerment to do the works of Jesus in this earth. This is our witness that Jesus is alive and he's still answering prayer. He came to release us from the power of darkness, which is the curse, and translated us into the blessing under his kingdom. Galatians 3:13-14 tells us that Jesus became a curse for us so that we could be free to live under the power of the blessing. But we have to make the deliberate, conscious choice to walk in the blessing instead of doing what the rest of the world is doing. Jesus told us to let our light shine. To do so requires that we hear and obey the voice of the Heavenly Father. The Bible says the Lord will lighten our darkness. It also says that the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. A candle is to be lit in order to provide illumination so we'll know how to walk. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. We not only need to know where we're walking, but we need to have revelation from God concerning which path to take. That is why Isaiah 60 verse 1 exhorts us to arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Why do we need to arise? Verse 2 tells us that darkness has filled the earth, has covered the earth, and gross darkness the people. We need to let our light shine ever so brightly. We're the only hope for those trapped in the darkness of this world. Now, I saw this clearly in the realm of the Spirit. And I got confirmation that the glory of the Lord has been activated in the lives of those who believe God. It's available to anyone who believes, whether you're a Christian or not. The light of God comes to pass for those who actually believe what God says. So you may be American. You may be from another country. But if you're a Christian, you are a citizen of God's kingdom first and foremost. We are members of God's family, even before being a member of our own earthly families. Therefore, we have a new heritage with better privileges and protections than what is found in this world. Our Father is a supernatural God. We have God's supernatural power residing within us. We have access to God's supernatural protection. We have access to God's supernatural provision. As Isaiah 8:18 says, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders. We, beloved, were created to produce supernatural results, the results that God desires for this earth, as a sign and a wonder to the world that we serve a good God, no matter what evil is happening around us. God is always good. He's always doing and providing for our good, because good is who he is. The virus is bad. All sickness and disease is bad. It's under the curse. That's why Jesus came healing all sickness and all manner of disease among the people. That is also why Jesus commanded believers to go into all the world, preaching and demonstrating this same power of the kingdom. How did he tell us to do it? By casting out devils, by laying hands on the sick, and they will recover. Listen, you can do like the world, chasing after a vaccine, or you can chase after God and change the world yourself. What man is doing is all he can do. But it's not enough. These so-called viruses are weaponized by sorcery. It's witchcraft. There is no human medicine that can cure sorcery. Even so, that devil is mixing more toxic potions even as we speak. I heard a pastor talk about how on the military channel, they were talking about these viruses that the enemies are working on right now. They're trying to concoct potions that will take out entire populations. They don't call them viruses, they call them weapons. Now, the politicians and news media are not telling you that, but obviously the military knows the truth, and they're openly talking about it on television. But God already knew. He informed many of us years ago, even before 9/11, that the last wars we're going to see waged in this country and around the world were going to be mechanized weapons of biological nature. There are no vaccines for these kinds of weapons. So take the shot. Go ahead. But understand that it's no cure. These weapons are supernaturally demonized. This is a supernatural battle that only the Spirit of God can conquer. Jesus and God's supernatural injection of His Holy Spirit is our only cure. Now, I know some of you may have difficulty believing what I'm saying because you've been raised in a religion of the church. Many in the church have believed that getting saved was about getting out of here before tribulation happens. No. We are made to handle the tribulation of the world. That's why Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The Holy Ghost was not so that we can impress people by speaking in tongues. No, it's our greatest weapon against the enemies of this world. People like me have been in the front lines of this battle against darkness for many years. We know what works. We've battled the unseen and the humanly undetectable weapons of the devil. We've seen death close up and personal and walked through hell, taking down the powers of darkness. And still, the Lord is still teaching us more and more about the unsearchable riches of His grace and power toward us who believe. I've been to heaven many times. I toured the Lord's armory. I've seen weapons I couldn't even describe if I wanted to. I've been in the Lord's war room when He explained to me the strategy for reclaiming the earth in these last days. It's still too phenomenal for me to describe all the wonderful things God has planned for us, His people. This is for us. But we must believe His word and not the reports of the world. The world is clueless. They don't have light. We have light. They have only the darkness and limited wisdom, even limited resources. But our Father is unlimited. All the resources of heaven and earth belong to Him. And as His heirs, they belong to us too. Our light has come, beloved. God's glory has risen upon us, so we can perform signs and wonders in the presence of evil. Jesus said that evil would increase before He returns, but He also told us not to be deceived and do not fear these things, because the gospel of the kingdom will still be preached as a sign and wonder that His kingdom rules over all. So rather than fearing what you see, and fearing a virus or fearing evil in the world, we need to hear the voice of God that resides within us and receive light, which is a revelation from the Father to instruct us in this season. Then take that light and enlighten the world around you. Let God do the greater works through you. We have the vaccine and the cure for whatever ails the nations. It is Jesus Christ and the power of His resurrection. So awake, dear Christian. From your slumber, arise. Take your place in history. It's your time to shine with the light of God, because our light has come. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.